A suburban Philadelphia county is investing in the arts to encourage a more vibrant local economy. On this week's News and Views, we look at Montgomery County's Creative Monco, an initiative that ties the health of creative sectors to economic vitality. Montgomery County spans 487 square miles and has 380 nonprofit arts and culture providers, including historic landmarks, a national park, and 170 performing and visual arts groups and museums. But these organizations are not rich in resources, says Montgomery County Community College President Karen Stout. She's chair of the Creative Montco Steering Committee.
About a third of them only have budgets of about $25,000. So they need technical assistance to do business planning. They need technical assistance to do fundraising, to find pockets of collaboration that will help them thrive rather than just barely survive.
A new report demonstrates how the creative sector benefits the county's economy, employing over 36,000 people, 6.2% of all jobs, and growing. Montgomery County's new 10-year plan recommends the formation of a centralized arts agency
that would be there as a resource to help support arts and culture organizations. The county also doesn't have a workforce development plan to really grow the industry sectors that are required to support the arts and culture. So both of those in tandem will be developed as part of the recommendations of this plan.
Under the plan, Montgomery County Community College will be the home of the new agency for its first 3 years. On the next News and Views, agencies in other regions assisting their creative communities. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Montgomery County, outside Philadelphia, has launched a 10-year plan to coordinate and facilitate the work of arts groups within its borders. On this week's News and Views, we look at Creative Montco. Philip Horn is the executive director of the State Arts Agency, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, which has been assisting counties in developing cultural plans. So far, there are only a handful: Lackawanna, York, Erie, and Waynesboro. In contrast,
if you go out west or even some of our neighbor states like New York, Ohio, and Maryland, it's typical that a community of any size would have a local arts agency. It might be a nonprofit, but it would typically have some kind of a mandate from the county commission or the town or township or city.
A local arts agency would help the arts with coordination, resources, and clout.
If there's a connection to government, well, they have enormous resources, they have access to data, they also have plans, and you know, I think that the next iteration is to make sure that arts and culture are part of planning, so that a county that is doing planning thinks about how do the arts and culture affect what we do, how can they enhance what we do.
The arts, says Horn, help create a vibrant sense of place, bringing people to downtown areas.
For example, in Wilkes-Barre, the theater, the F.M. Kirby Center, what does downtown Wilkes-Barre look like when the Kirby is open? I'll tell you what it looks like. There's cars, there's people, it's safer. What's it like when it's closed? It's empty. Which one do you want?
On the next News and Views, how Montgomery County is planning to use the creative sector for cultural and economic development. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. A new plan put forth by Montgomery County in suburban Philadelphia ties economic vitality to the health of its creative economy. On this week's News and Views, we look at Creative Montco. The 10-year master plan defines the creative sector to include self-employed artists, musicians, and designers, as well as cultural organizations such as the Keswick Theater, the Bryn Mawr Film Institute, the Abington Arts Center, and the John James Audubon Center, creative commercial businesses, including architects, photography services, galleries, and furniture designers, and arts programs in colleges and universities. Montgomery County Community College President Karen Stout says the Creative Montco Master Plan recommends communication among these various industry sectors.
The report talks about trying to find ways to nurture and tend and grow by having networking events that will connect professionals in those creative industries.
The plan anticipates forming a central coordinating arts agency for the county. The next step, says Stout, is to find funding to move Creative Monaco from concept to reality, with Montgomery County Community College playing a key role.
The idea in the plan is that the college would incubate Creative Monaco as an entity for the first 3 years in our Center for Entrepreneurial Studies and treat it as if it's an emerging business. And in doing that, would create a business plan for venture capital to come in to help, and that would be, you know, primarily individual donations and foundation donations and maybe some governmental support that would, over after 3 years, help it to move out of the college's incubator and move to a more defined space somewhere in the county.
You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.